Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Pastor Dwayne. Welcome to Encounter Life Church, and I'm excited. I'm excited about what God's doing here at ELC. I'm excited about the series that we've been in the midst of about going all in for God. I don't know about y'all. Anybody ready to go all in? Anybody ready to go all in? Over these last 3-4 weeks, we've been talking about what it means to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. And this morning, we're going to talk about the word strength. We think power when we think the word strength. But, you know, it's so interesting. If we look at our text this morning, God's speaking of a little bit different. He's not talking about strength in the way that we would naturally think about it this morning. So this morning, before we go into the word of God, talking about loving God with all of our strength, won't you pray with me really quick? And let's dive into what God has to say for us this morning. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you're a God who's gone all in for us, that you run after us, that you redeemed us, and we are grateful today. And this morning as we come, Lord God, help us. I pray that for myself and those who are listening, Lord, that we'll make a new commitment, that we'll renew our commitments to love you with everything, all of our heart, the center of us, all of our soul, our very physical being, all of our mind, Lord, and our intellectual capacity, Lord God, but also, Lord, all of our strength. And to understand what that means to give you our muchness today, Lord, I pray that you'll challenge us, that you'll change us, that you'll encourage us, that, Lord, as we encounter you today, that we're not the same, that we'll experience your power like never before. We praise you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text that we've been in is Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, verses 29 through 31, and I'm going to read it. It says, Jesus replied, "The most important commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all of your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these." Man, we talked about loving God with all of our heart, all our soul, all our mind. This morning, we're going to use that word strength. I don't know any of you guys who work out in the gym. I know sometimes you'll go to the gym and you see some of these guys and they're lifting all of this weight. And you think of, when I think of strength, that's kind of the image that you have in your mind. You think of a strong man in the Bible, Samson, somebody who's got actual physical power. But when you look at this passage, the actual Greek word that is used there does mean strength or power. The Greek word actually that is used for strength here in Mark chapter 12 is a word that is, when translated, it does mean ability, force, and also another word, dunamis, meaning power. And so that's the word that they use to translate there. But when you go and look back and see, what is the context? What is the actual context of this scripture? We have to go back to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and 5. Again, that saying, that Shema that we've been referencing over the last several weeks, the Shema that the good Hebrew would say twice a day, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your strength." Remember last week we said that the Shema doesn't say all of your mind because it included the mind and the heart and soul and all of that. And when you look at what the context of the word that is used there in Deuteronomy chapter 6, the word strength there does not actually mean physical power. It does not refer to one's physical ability. It's a completely different context and meaning when you look at what the word that was used there. And that's why it's so important. We talked about last week how when we're going to transform our mind and how do we use the Bible and how the Bible can help us. And we said, listen, we got to acquire the context. If we want to let word of God change us, we got to acquire the context. And as we look at the context, the word that is used, interpreted strength in Deuteronomy chapter 6, is a word called me'ad. Really, it's just an adverb. It's an adverb, and the word just means very or much. Very or much. It's the same word that God used in Genesis chapter 1 when he looked at his creation and said that it was very good. It was me'ad good. Very or much. And so what Jesus is saying here, loving God with all of our strength, is not necessarily talking about your physical power. It's talking about loving God with all of your muchness. It's a very a much, meaning whatever aspect of your life you put the adverb to it. That word me'ad means that you give him the muchness of whatever it is, the muchness of your wealth, the muchness of your strength. Whatever it is, you're giving him exceeding abundantly. You're giving him very or much. And so when we talk about loving God with all of our strength today, what we're referring to is devoting every possibility, every opportunity, every capacity that you have to honoring God. That's what it means to love God with all of your strength. It's not about physical power, but every possibility, opportunity, capacity, devote all of it to honoring God. You know, what does that look like when you look at the book of Matthew? I think when you look at the book of Matthew chapter 10, kind of give us a picture of what that kind of devotion looks like. Matthew chapter 10, verses 37 through 39 says, if you love your father or your mother more than you love me, you're not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or your daughter more than me, you're not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you're not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it, but if you give it up for me, you will find it. What God is saying right there, what Jesus is saying there, you got to give me all of your muchness, everything that you have, all of your heart, soul, mind, strength, all of that combined, the very, very much, whatever it is, and whatever aspect of your life, you can add that very much. Do that above and beyond. God wants you to be extra. Remember, we talked about it. The woman who bathed Jesus' feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair, that she was extra. Me'ad means you got to be extra. And what is it when you love God with all of your strength? What happens when you love God with all of your strength? Why is it so important? I'm going to give us three things, and I'm going to be out of your way. Three things that I want to leave with you about loving God with all of your me'ad, with all of your muchness, with all of your strength, that is an interpreter here. Loving God with all of your strength. Number one, I want you to know, when you love God with all of your strength, with all of your muchness, when you give him extra, it has power. It has power. It has impact. Why? When you love God with all of your strength, it has power. What it does, it shows to the world watching, it shows where your values are. It reveals your values. Matthew chapter 6 says, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You can't serve God and money. When you give God all your muchness, it tells everybody who's most valuable to you. That has power. Today, God is calling you, listen, to love him with everything, because it has power. It reveals where your heart lies. Your commitments show what you really think is important. Our commitments show what I really value and what I really love. I can say something with my mouth all the time, but what I really do determines what I love. It shows what I really love. Today, when you love God with all your strength, it has power. It shows people where your commitment really lies. God's calling you to love him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. And when you love God with all of your strength, I'm telling you, it has power. It has power, listen, to reveal, to show to people where your values are. But not only does it have power to show where your values are, but it also has power to shape your life. When you love God with all of your strength, with all of your muchness, it also has power to shape your life. It has power to shape your life. But the Bible in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19 says, you are a slave to whatever you obey. I become whatever I am committed to. I become whatever I'm committed to. Not only does it show your values, but it will shape your life. Whatever you committed to, you begin to shape and take on, you begin to take on that mold. That's why the Bible says, be not conformed to the world, right? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word conformed means don't allow the world to come in from the outside and shape you into its mold. What happens is, look, when you love God with all of your strength, it will shape your life. Your life will begin to move in consistency and in flow with where he's going. You'll love what he loves and hate what he hates. Y'all remember we talked about that a week or two ago. Loving what God loves and hating what he hates. That's why having renewing your mind is so important. Then you begin to love God with all of your muchness and everything, and then it will shape your life. It'll shape the decisions that you make. It'll shape what kind of job you choose. It'll shape the kind of spouse you choose. It'll shape a whole lot of things. It'll shape where you choose to move your family. Why? Because I love him with all of my strength, all of my muchness. I devote everything to him. It's about being fully committed. Listen, loving God with all of your strength has power. It has power. It shows your values, but it also shapes your life. But not only does it show your values, it shapes your life. It also determines your destiny. Loving with God with all of your muchness, it has power to determine your destiny. Listen, when you develop a relationship with Christ, you're going to spend eternity with him, and your rewards and responsibilities are going to be based on how you use your life here on earth. How you use your life, it determines your destiny. It determines how my rewards look. It's power in loving God with all of my strength. And when I live that way, it has power. It impacts other people. When other people, God has allowed me to be in contact with other people. He's created us to be in community. And he's created us to be salt and light in this earth realm. That's why the Lord's Prayer said, your kingdom come. In order for his kingdom to come here, he needs people who love God with all of their strength, all of their muchness, who are completely, totally committed to him. Because there are some people who will never read a Bible. There are some people who never see what Christ looked like until they look at you. That's why loving God with all of your strength, with all of your commitments, all of your opportunities, every possibility, every capacity you devote to honoring God. When you do that, man, when people look at me, I pray that they see him. It has power. Loving God with all of your strength has power, but not only does loving God it has power, and that's a good thing to know that, listen, it shapes your life, and it determines my destiny, and it shows my values. But not only does it do that, but it also has a price. Loving God with all of my strength has a price. C.S. Lewis said it like this: the only thing Christianity cannot be is moderately important. It's either all or nothing. The only thing that a walk with Christ cannot be is moderately important. It can't be just something. It can't be your side piece. It can't be just something extra. If you're going to do this, you got to be what we've been talking about. The title of our series is called All In. If you're going to love God with all of your strength, it has power, but it's going to cost you something. It has a price, y'all. It has a price. What Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, so dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. It's got a price. A sacrifice. It's going to cost you something. David said, I won't offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing. God said, listen, we've been bought with a price. That I belong to him. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about, listen, giving God, loving God with all of our soul, everything within us. And we said, we love God, we give him our best. And what we talked about best, we said, our best is giving him our bodies, our endeavors, our skills, and our treasures. B-E-S-T, your bodies, your endeavors, your skills, and your treasures. That's going to cost you something. You're going to give him your body. That means, look, we have natural desires sometimes that are diametrically opposed to what God is calling me to do. It's going to cause me to die. It's going to cause me to deny myself. That's what the passage earlier said. Listen, what did he say in Matthew? Matthew chapter 10, he says, if you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you're not worthy of being mine. If you're going to love God with all of your me'ad, of all of your muchness, of all of your strength, it's going to cost you a price. You're going to have to take up your cross. And when you taking up your cross, the cross is an instrument of death. It's an instrument of death. But you know what? You're willing to sacrifice. The reason why we sacrifice for things is because we know that the reward is worth it. It's worth it. I was talking to somebody the other day who was a personal trainer, and he was just talking about how certain clients, you tell them, look, you're over these next six weeks or whatever, you're going to have to put some stuff aside. You're going to have to stop eating some things, and you're going to have to change some habits. It's going to be a sacrifice, but I promise you, if you stick with me, look, the reward is going to be amazing. Your body's going to change. You're going to feel change. Your health is going to get better, and the key is you're willing to sacrifice when the reward is something that you value. Remember, I told you, loving God with all of your strength has power. What does it do? It shapes your values. And when it shapes my values and it shows my values and it shapes my very life, what happens is now I'm willing to sacrifice because that's the most important thing to me. It's going to cost a price. It's going to cost you something. There's a price involved, but you'll be willing to pay the price when he's the most important thing to you. Is he valuable to you? Is your relationship with God, is Christ the most important thing to you? When you think about how he came from heaven to earth to show you the way and went from the earth to the cross to pay for your sinful debt to pay, and from the cross to the grave and from the grave to the sky, are you willing to surrender your life to him? Listen, it's going to cost you something. You're going to have to give up your body. You're going to have to be willing to say, God, I'll relinquish all of my endeavors. And God, I give you my skills and I give you my treasures. I do all of that. But the reason why I'm doing that, because you are worth it. You're worth it. Lord, I'd rather have you than anything. You're worth far more than silver, gold, or anything that this earth or this world can offer. Today, I'm here to tell you that loving God with all of your strength, again, loving God with all your strength, like I said, it's not necessarily physical strength, but it's all of your muchness. It's the willingness to devote and commit to God every possibility, every opportunity, and every capacity that you have to honoring God. When you love God like that, it's got power. It's got power to impact other people because it shapes your life. And it's got power because it just shows your values and determines your destiny. But not only that, but it's got a price. It's got a price. You're going to have to give your body. You're going to have to sacrifice some things. There's some things that you're going to have to put off. But you know when you do that, God's got a reward for you. Today, my question to you is, what is that sacrifice that you haven't been making? What are some things that we've been holding back from God? And when I choose not to make that sacrifice, I'm trying to say, God, what I'm really saying to God is, I think what I've got for me is better than what you have for me. It's going to cost you something right now. And I love the word of God. It said these light afflictions that are but for a moment work for you a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Meaning, yeah, you're going to sacrifice today. But what I got for you tomorrow, it will blow your mind. God, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man what God has in store for you when you're willing to love him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength to give him all that you got. Every opportunity, every possibility, every capacity devoted to honoring God with everything, all of your muchness. That's what God is calling you to do today. It's got power when you do that. But it's a price you're going to have to pay. You got to be willing to pay the price. And that's why it's so important to be in community. It's so important to be in community. I love it, man. Y'all know, y'all hear me use illustrations from working out in gym all the time. Recently, man, you know, I work out all the time, and I've been exercising by myself for a long time, years. But recently, I was in the gym, and I ran into a good friend of mine, and a friend of mine, and he saw that we found out we work out in the same gym. And he said, man, I'm here every morning, 7 o'clock, man. Before I take my daughter to the bus, I get here at 7 o'clock, man, maybe we can work out together. And so for the past week, every day, 7 o'clock, we've been getting in that gym and we work out together. And there's something about being able to know, look, there's certain mornings this past week that I would have stayed in the bed. I'm going to be honest. I would have stayed in the bed. I had a late night. I was tired. I was stayed in the bed. But I know my man Will was going to be there at 7. So he was going to be there, and we said we're going to work out together. So what I did, I got my butt up, and I made it to that gym. Why? Because I had somebody that I'm in community with. I had a partner that said, we're gonna work and try to transform our bodies together. So yes, it's painful. Yes, it's a sacrifice. But when I got somebody walking through it with me, it helps me to keep pushing through. I'm here to tell you, yes, it's a price to pay, but you need to link your arms with some other people who listen, I love him just like you love him. I want to love him with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my strength, all of my muchness. Are you ready to pay the price? Are you willing to give him your body, your endeavors, your skills, and your treasures? There's a price to pay. But the final thing is, loving God with all of your strength has power. That's the good thing. It has power. It has impact. But in order for us to get, you know what, in order for you to get to that power, that impact, you're going to have to be willing to pay the price. But finally, loving God with all of your strength has a payoff. Loving God with all of your strength has a payoff. Yes, it has power to shape my life. It has power to reveal my values. It has power to determine my destiny. Yes, I'm going to have to pay the price. I'm going to have to sacrifice and present my body to him as a living sacrifice. But when I'm doing that, when I do that, Lord, thank God for the eternal, the exceeding eternal weight of glory. There's a payoff when I choose to do it. Listen, the eyes of the Lord, he says, go to and fro the earth, seeking to show himself strong for those who have a heart toward him. A heart toward him, that's somebody who wants to devote everything, all of their capacity, all of their possibilities, all of their opportunities. I want to devote all of it to honoring God. I want to give him my muchness. I want to give him that extra. God said, I'm in that man's corner. I'm here. When I find people loving me like that, giving me that kind of love, man, I'm moving on your behalf. You know, I said it this week. It kind of reminds me. Listen, some of us are looking at our lives and, man, waiting for God to bless you. Waiting for the payoff. God, we see God blessing other people and God moving and doing other things. And God just showed that he gave me this image this week of a shower, how the blessing of God, you know, we kind of think of waiting for God to bless us, but you know, God is always blessing. He's constantly pouring out his blessing. God is constantly pouring out blessing, but the only people, in order for you to get the benefit of the blessing, you got to be in line with the flow of the blessing. I said it the other day. My son had the shower running. He was in the house, and the shower was going, and Tracy said, Andrew, you in the shower? No, he was in his room, dry, full of clothes, full of clothes on. Wasn't wet, wasn't clean, wasn't getting the benefit of the shower. Why? Because he was out of line with the flow of the faucet. And I said, when I saw that, I said, Lord, that's you. You're ready to bless. You're ready to give the payoff. And it's not that I'm holding it back. God is just standing here. I'm ready. I'm pouring out blessing. I'm pouring out blessing, but the blessing is coming when you follow. You got to get in line with where I'm pouring it. And I'm here to tell you, when you're ready to pay the price, God is ready to bless you. He's ready to give pour out the payoff. And the payoff is constantly being poured. He's constantly giving the blessing. He's constantly flowing out his blessing. But the only people who get the benefit of it are the ones who are in line with the flow. It's like my son, the water was flowing down, but he didn't get wet until he got in the shower. I'm here to tell you, God is pouring out his blessing, but you won't receive that payoff, that benefit, until he's got all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind. There's somebody today, look, the reason why you're not getting the benefit of the blessing that he wants to put in your life, because you're out of alignment. There's other things that you're more devoted to than you're devoted to him. You haven't been giving him your muchness. You haven't been giving him the extra, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago. And God's calling you, said, listen, it's time for you to give me extra. It's time to give you the very much of your resources, very much of your time, very much of your talents, very much of your body, all of it. I need extra, complete, total commitment. And when you give complete, total commitment, it's not like God said, I'm going to bless you now. He said, yeah, I'm pouring the blessing right here. But what's wrong is you out of place. But when you love me like that, then it moves you in line with where he's pouring that blessing. Are you ready for the payoff? Look at what God's word says. Listen, the short term. God promises a short term benefit and a long term benefit when we love him with all of our strength. Look, the short term benefit is described in Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus instructs. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, it says, don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your heavenly Father already knows everything you need, and he'll give you all you need from day to day. What, when? If you live for him, if you give him your muchness and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. He said, don't worry, I'll take care of everything you need if you give me your everything. If you make my kingdom your primary concern, if you love me with the center of you, your heart, if you love me with your very physical being, your soul, you devote your mind to me and you give me your extra, all of your commitments, all of the possibilities, every opportunity of your life you devote to bring an honor to me. Then he said, look, I'm duty bound. I'm going to take care of you. I'll put food on your table. Look, I'll take care of you. I'll make sure you're clothed. Look, if I take care of the lilies of the field, won't I take even better care of you? He said, the short-term benefit is described here. What God will do, he will take care of your needs. God will take care of your need. When you're living with and loving God with everything, it removes worry from the equation. You don't have to worry. Because when I'm giving God my everything and I'm loving him with all my heart, all my soul, and all of my strength, all of my muchness, I can rest assured that yes, though I may, weeping might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He's a God. He's a promise-keeping God. How many are glad that our God keeps his promises? And I go to his word. That's why last week was so important, that I must renew my mind, that I have to love him with my mind. And when I know what he's promised me, though I go through a season of dryness in my life, but I still say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. God, I still love you with all of my strength. I'm going to give you my everything. God promises he's going to take care of you. But that's the long-term benefit. But you know what? I mean, the short-term benefit, but the long-term benefit of loving him with everything, you know what? Heaven. I'm so glad. Listen, that we don't have hope just in this life. If we had hope only in this life, we'd be of all men most miserable. Look at Matthew chapter 25, my last scripture. Matthew 25, 21 says, the master was full of praise when he said to the servant, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in handling this small amount. Now I'll give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. Listen, what the master says, when you commit everything to me, guess what? I got a reward for you. I've got a heavenly home, because loving God with everything means you committed your life to him. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you. Jesus loves you. God loves you. He sent his son. He came to this earth, the God-man. God became man to walk this earth so that he can bring you back into proper relationship with you. And if he did all of that, he went all in. He went all in. The God of the universe went all in. Stepped out of eternity into time. That's all in. He didn't have to do it, but he loved you. He loved me so much that he went all in for us. And all he said, listen, I went all in for you. I hung for you. Won't you live for me? Today, are you ready to go all in? Are you ready to give him all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your muchness, all of your strength? He's deserving of it because of what he's done for you. Why don't we today present our lives to him as living sacrifice? And I love that scripture because he said it's our reasonable service. It's the thing that makes sense in light of all that he's done for us. Look at our main text today. Love the Lord your God, the most important commandment. We said this, and we want to find out what's the most important thing. Love covers it all. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord. You must what? Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. Why? Because when I love God with my everything, when I go all in for him, you know what? It's going to take care. It's going to affect how I treat my wife. It's going to affect how I treat my neighbor, as we're going to talk about next week. It's going to affect how I treat my money. It's going to affect how I treat people who are different from me. Everything is wrapped in to loving God with your everything. Give him your muchness. Give him your muchness. Devote every possibility, every opportunity, every capacity that you have to bringing honor and glory to God. And when you do that, man, it's got power. It's got power. It shows your values. It's going to shape your life, determine your destiny. It's got power, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to cost you a price. You got to pay a price. But if you're willing to give him your body, endeavors, your skills, and treasures, you pay the price. You make the sacrifice. Man, it's got to pay off. It's got to pay off. It's got to pay off in this life. My God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. If we seek first his kingdom, he'll take care of you. But also, ultimately, it's got the ultimate payoff. The ultimate payoff is life eternal. And I want to close right there. I want to close. Listen, today there might be somebody who's never come to know Jesus as Savior and Lord. And the ultimate payoff to having a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ, to receive the love that he's given to you and sending his son to die on the cross for you, the ultimate payoff is to have all of your sins forgiven. And when you have all of your sins forgiven, now he said, I give unto you eternal life and you'll never perish. If you've never come to accept Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, I want to invite him to you today. I want to invite you into a relationship with him today. I offer him to you. Look, all of us, man, I had somebody come to me the other day and say, I'm a good person. Man, I'm a good person. I got a pure heart. And that sounds good, but I mean, be honest, the Bible tells us that our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And in fact, I could be a good person, but as a good person, I might do a lot of good, but if I told one white lie, then I broke everything. God said, look, once you break one law, you've broken them all. And that disqualifies me. By me doing one thing wrong, disqualifies me from entrance into his kingdom, because God is holy. He is light. And in him, there's no darkness at all. He cannot tolerate sin at all. That puts all of us as human beings in a bad fix. And what God said, I want to remedy that. I love them so much. Nobody's perfect. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But he said, listen, but I want a relationship with them so bad that I'm going to fix it. You say, Pastor, how did he fix it? God has established that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So this is how God fixed it. John 3:16 says it like this. God so loved the world. God so loved you. God so loved me that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What did he do? He sent his son. He gave a gift of himself. God became flesh, came to this earth, lived like you live, so he could qualify to be the sacrifice to satisfy his own justice. Because the Bible says that without blood being shed, there can be no forgiveness of sins. That's the only way your sins can be forgiven. This is why we say we're going to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Because, the God of the universe became man, lived like we live, so he could qualify to be the sacrifice to pay for our sin. And he allowed human beings to kill him, to beat him, to bruise him. And he shed his blood. Why? Because he had you, he had me and mine, and restoring our relationship. And he allowed us to hang him on a cross. And he hung there and he bled and he died and he gave up his life so that you might have life eternal. And today all he tells you, listen, what they did, he gave up his life, but they put him in a grave. And this is the good thing. He died so he could pay the price for your sin. But he rose again to justify you, meaning just making you right with God, to give you access to him. And today all he says is this. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, he said, I'll save you. I'll give you eternal life. Say, Pastor, how can I receive this eternal life? How can I receive this gift of salvation? A, B, C. Admit to God you're a sinner. Believe that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for you, and that he was buried and he rose again. C, choose him to be your Savior and your Lord. Ask him to forgive you of every sin and make you who he wants you to be. It's that simple. If you've never done that today, I invite you to offer him to you and invite you to ask him in. To your life as Savior and Lord. Won't you pray this with me? If you said, Pastor, I don't think I've ever done that. I'm not certain where I stand in my relationship with God. It's simple. Just say this after me. Silently, wherever you are, say, Dear God, thank you for loving me just like I am. I admit that I'm a sinner separated from you. I believe you sent your son Jesus Christ to die for me, that he was buried and he rose again. Today, I choose him as Savior and Lord of my life. Make me who you want me to be, Lord. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Congratulations. Look, man, we're going to put up on the screen how you can grow in your relationship with Christ. If you prayed that prayer, we want to get something in your hand. You can go to the link that'll show on your screen, or you can go to this number, 301-804-2520. And in there, and when you go there, send a text message to that number. And the message is N-E-X-T, next. What do I do next, Pastor? What do I do next? Text the word next to 301-804-2520. And we'll get something in your hands to show you what to do next. For everyone else, listen, if you've accepted Christ as Savior and Lord, man, let's love him with everything. Let's give him our everything, heart, soul, mind, and our strength, our muchness, our extra, because he's done so much for us. Amen? God bless you. I look forward to seeing you guys next Sunday.